Delaware lawmakers departed Legislative Hall last week after passing four spending bills, but they also gave the green light to dozens of other pieces of legislation. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
Delaware Governor Matt Meyer has already signed some of the bills state lawmakers have sent him. Physician-assisted suicide is now legal in the state. Meyer has also approved updating environmental and transportation fees. Other bills, such as legislation creating an inspector general office, are still awaiting action by Meyer's signature. Some bills failed to advance this year, like changes to the state's income tax brackets. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
King of Prussia District is developing a nearly 2-acre recharge park for residents and working professionals to just relax at. The business district wants to add the small park to improve the physical appearance of the busy commercial corridor in Upper Marion Township. Developer Patrick Stewart of Stewart & Associates says the pint-sized park includes a number of amenities.
There'll be seating areas, there'll be gaming areas, there'll be benches. There's a lot of recycled materials being used in the park. There's a lot of solar lighting being proposed in the park.
King of Prussia District will be taking bids for the project in August. The little park with lots to offer is expected to open in the spring. Now to the skies and the weather. A flood watch is in effect for much of the Delaware Valley through this evening. The remnants of Tropical Storm Chantal could bring 1 to 2 inches of rain into parts of Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey. The National Weather Service warns some isolated areas along the I-95 corridor could see as much as 5 inches of rain. Low-lying areas and areas prone to flooding are particularly at risk should a powerful downpour come through. Public officials are reminding people not to drive through flooded roadways. Right now, cloudy skies over Philadelphia, temperatures hovering at around 90. Looks like we could see some unsettled weather in the 6 o'clock hour. It's WHYY. And considering the warning out there right now, some clear skies, though, in Atlantic City, where it's 83 degrees. Wilmington sitting at 88 right now. 88 in Princeton, a flood watch in effect there. Clear skies, though, and 80 degrees at Rehoboth Beach.